This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. Cannot wait to go to get to it today. Maybe it's because I'll only be behind this microphone three times this week, and I've just got to cram, everything into 3 days. Although tomorrow and Wednesday, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will sub for me. And Ron always does a great job, has a number of great guests, and usually gets a little hunting and fishing in there. A lot going on in the legislature with this clean, sustainable energy group that I think is worthy of spending some time on. Always good shows that you hear from Ron. So he'll be here tomorrow and Wednesday. And then I'll be live from CPAC on Thursday and Friday. I have an invite from a friend of mine that runs the Newsmax. He's the president and CEO. The guy's name is Chris Ruddy. Chris invited me to a lunch at Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. And I don't know, when you get an invite to Mar-a-Lago, you don't go, oh, look at, I don't know, I got them a little tied up. You say, let's make it happen. So I'll be at Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. Don't know if I'll see the 45th President of the United States, but I know this. Same place he's eating, I'm eating on Wednesday. So flying down there tomorrow early to get ready for that. And then on Thursday and Friday, broadcasting from CPAC, which is the nation's largest gathering of conservatives every year. It normally is in Washington, D.C., but Washington, D.C. is sort of like Minnesota East right now, where, you got things boarded up and telling people things they can't do, as an example. So they moved CPAC down to Orlando, and guess what? That made it a little bit easier for the 45th President of the United States to be there, and he's speaking at CPAC on Sunday. So it's always epic. It just is. Every time I've been to CPAC, and honestly, I didn't go there a lot during the Trump years because when there's a Republican administration, it becomes a bit of an echo chamber. And I don't really learn anything from it. I don't gain anything from it. I don't talk to people that that really have a fighting chance of making a difference. I talk to sort of the same old crowd, if that's kind enough. But I'll never forget the first CPAC when the Obama administration was in power for just a few short days, by then, I guess a month or so. And the spending plans of the Obama administration really became in clear. If you remember, this was post the financial meltdown. And, so you're thinking, oh, I see, we're going to spend our way out of this. I actually heard an interview this weekend, funny name, used to be on CBS. I lost his name there. But he does this podcast and this Sunday show on CBS. Why is his name escaping me? It doesn't matter. Major Garrett. Major's kind of the 21st name. Steve Hallstrom, that's why we call him At Flag Prez. He just saved me on my mental block there. So Major Garrett is interviewing somebody, I forget even who it was, but some expert on how the Obama administration screwed up by not spending more on stimulus. Yeah, that's something I think is really something you can wrap your mind around. And these are the yahoos. They're now advising Joe Biden to spend $2 trillion, $1.9 trillion on stimulus after we've already spent $6 trillion. You can't make it up, folks. That's stuck on stupid. Anyway, I remember in 09 thinking the exact same way. Like, what are they doing? And we were the ones saying they're spending too much money, which clearly they did. And what did it bring? Anemic growth. But these really misguided people, I'll try and be a little charitable. These really misguided people actually know they're the evil swamp is what they are. The evil swamp thinks now, hey, Joe, Obama didn't spend enough. That's why the economy didn't grow. My point is this, that's when you need to be at CPAC. You know what I'm saying, fellas? That's when you need to be there.
Absolutely.
So that we have a power in a united voice to stop this insanity. The $1.9 trillion hasn't passed yet. Mr. Unity, Joe Biden, isn't doing much in unity. He's now saying, well, we can pass this without one Republican vote. For the sake of your kids, your kids' kids, those are called grandkids. Your kids' kids' kids, those are called great grandkids, folks. pay attention to this. Pay very close attention to this, okay? You need to. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
Todd is keeping tabs on your texts, so you can text him, you can text me, you can text both of us. And if you text both of us, that's the quickest path to get your comment on the air. Although I do have a new little gizmo. I put a pop-up on my cell phone, and I got a new little gizmo, so I am seeing them as they come in now. But chances are you're going to get them a lot quicker if you go to Todd. 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Most disturbing text of the day is right here. You ready for this? Just in. I'm not seeing it on one television channel yet, but I trust this texter because they send us good scoops from time to time. U.S. Supreme Court is refusing to review the Pennsylvania election cases, which, if I recall, were very much about a state shredding their own state constitution and saying, no, no, mail-in voting is fine. Mail-in voting is A-OK. Let's do it. What about our state constitution? Who cares? We have emergency powers. We are the czars now due to COVID. Right? That was the drill.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, Kev?
You are.
So
yep.
The challenge to Pennsylvania's case that they wanted it before the Supreme Court said you can't do that. They did this mail-in voting. They did all this. We need a do-over. Anyway, the Supreme Court is not taking up this case. And here's the sad part of this. Only 4 Supreme Court justices are necessary to take it up. You don't need a majority of the Supreme Court just to hear the case. They're saying, well, you don't have standing before an election after it's moot. Folks, you can't make this up.
No, right?
So before, yeah, you know, it may be a problem, but you're not the one to bring you the problem. And after they go, well, it's over anyway. We're already in an election. It's been certified.
Move on.
Do you know this, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know this? If they do this, we don't have a country left. If they do this, we don't have a country left. When you can state by state say there's no real constitution, challenge it, and they say, well, you don't have standing, and there's moot after, we don't have a country left. Alito, God bless him. Gorsuch, God bless him. Clarence Thomas, God bless him. Dissented from the denial. They only needed one more Supreme Court justice just to hear the flipping case. Not even saying where it would have gone from there. Just to hear it, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you, John Roberts. We've written him off. He's the one that gave you Obamacare, for crying out loud. He's done. He's woke. He is, oh, I'm more concerned about the damage it would do to the country to hear any of these cases. And, oh, Obamacare, we can't reopen that. John Roberts, he is a, they must have some really, really, really bad stuff on John Roberts. I'm starting to believe that.
I don't know how else. Why don't you? Yeah,
explain
why
this.
You? Yeah.
Supposedly he was on the Alito Express. Now, my only thing on that is when I hear that, I go, well, wait a minute. There got to be a lot of John Robertses in this world, but Lynn Wood, you know, the attorney from Georgia, has been all over that. I don't know. I see the Supreme Court did allow New York, though, to go after Donald Trump's taxes. So, you know, they're all for that.
Oh, yeah.
They can go after Donald Trump's taxes. And they did throw the president one. They said Stormy Daniels' appeal cannot go here. You're done, Stormy Daniels, with your stupidity. So that went away. But John Roberts, we knew, would go south. Okay? How about Amy Coney Barrett? How about Brett Kavanaugh?
Yeah, what's...
They joined the loonies on the left.
Did they, or... I'm just devil's advocate, and I'm thinking they probably did, but they were his picks. I mean, they were...
Whose?
Trump's.
Well, I agree. That's all the more egregious.
Why wouldn't they look at it?
That's all the more egregious.
Oh, yeah, that really puzzles me.
Here's my answer to your question, Kevin. John Roberts has done a little schmooze job on him.
Oh, well, yeah. See that.
And as Jamie says, and that, my friend, is exactly why I will never trust the Supreme Court to protect our Second Amendment rights. Be very afraid, folks. Be very afraid. They want to say this election was over, and it wasn't over. It isn't over. If you haven't watched Absolute Proof yet, you're not a real American. I'm just saying. You're not patriotic enough to take 2 hours out of your day. If you don't have the 2 hours, take the 30 minutes and watch the review of the evidence. You'll find it absolute. No, I'm sorry. You'll find it at. You can't say Absolute Proof. Those are nasty words to big tech. Anything you post on this, anything you share, I wouldn't even your text messages say Absolute Proof. I'd call it the talk radio expose. That's what I'm doing. And all of our interviews with most of the individuals in it now, I think we only have two left out of the whole documentary. I've interviewed all of them and asked the tough questions that you've asked and dug a little deeper. He's up at am1100theflag.com. am1100theflag.com. If you go on that page right now, you'll see something on the latest audio. It says Mike Lindell's election documentary, talk radio expose. We got an interview with Brandon House up there. That guy's amazing. Amazing. So check that out and watch it, because the only way we're going to fight this is to expose this level of corruption to swamp. I'm just telling you, folks, that's the only darn way. Clinton Bismarck, you're up when we come back, and what's on your mind? Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is this fearless in the battle right now?
Yes. Oh.
Mike Lindell.
Oh, has been and will be, yeah.
There's news out this morning that he is being sued by Dominion, the voting machine frauds, for $1.3 billion over election conspiracy theories. they had to do this. You know, they've been threatening losses, but they haven't done it. Micah said bring it on because then we can actually expose all this. In the interview we did with Matt DiPerno, that's also up on our website, am1100theflag.com, some of these we haven't even got to on the air. I've just taken, like, whatever it takes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour. I did an hour-long interview with General Thomas McInerney. I did an interview with a former FBI head of counterintelligence who says the FBI is compromised. That's why they're not looking at any of this. I took all these subject matter experts and interviewed them. So I'd encourage you at some point today, we'll have this up on our social media. Chris, super producer Chris, if you're not too tired from that hockey game you were at on Saturday night, that didn't wear you out, did it?
No, not at all.
Okay, we got the whole gang together and we're at a hockey game, Fargo Force game, and then had to watch on TV the Penrose Cup go up for UND. Wow, was that something. If you could get Todd the link for the all of the interviews in one place, it'd be, just make it easier for folks, that'd be great, okay?
Absolutely.
And Todd can put that on KFIRE social media. We'll get it up on my Facebook page that I still have. I know I threatened to get rid of it this weekend. I just didn't have time. I'm going to do it. But anyway, Mike has wanted this all along because he said this will finally force this thing into the open. We'll try and track him down today. Emailer says, so Scott's eating at the McDonald's in Mar-a-Lago, Florida? It's a long way to go for a McDonald's. You got one a couple of blocks from the flag. Ha, ha, ha. No, I don't even know if there is a McDonald's at Mar-a-Lago. I'm guessing no. No, but thanks to the gracious invite of Chris Ruddy, the president of Newsmax, I'm actually eating where the president eats.
I had never really seen Mar-a-Lago or looked. I was just looking on Google Maps earlier in the day.
It's quite the complex.
It's quite the little layout.
Great story behind it, too. I mean, it's just vintage Trump. He takes a dilapidated old ruins and turns it into something. It's a private club. You can stay there. But right now, you can't go there if you're not an invited person, invited rather by a guest, understandably, with everything going on. And this emailer is right that the president prefers McDonald's, but when he's at Mar-a-Lago, he actually eats in the dining room. So who knows? I'll give you a full report if I see him. I will. I promise I will. But I wanted to tell you about Michael Lindell. And while he's fighting off Dominion at $1.3 billion of risk over simply, well, NBC calls it an election conspiracy theory. Do you guys think it's an election conspiracy theory or an election conspiracy reality that hasn't been exposed? What do you think it is?
Me.
Yeah, I do too.
You just can't look at all this and say nothing there.
He's doing this, folks, what we can do is support his company because retailers, even Cashwise, Hornbacher's parent company, Coburn's, has tossed him out of their stores. And many others as well, like Kohl's and so many others. I should give you the whole list so you never, ever miss an opportunity to talk to those folks if you're ever in any of those stores to say, I really appreciate my pillows. I do. Anyway, Mike told us last week that because of all this, he wanted to lower the MyPillow premiums to the lowest price ever. They're having record sales, actually. Let's make North Dakota number one per capita in sales to MyPillow. The premium pillow is $29.98 now. That's the best pillow ever. Now, they used to sell like the standard pillow, they call it, in stores for like $40, $50. Now, you get it direct from him, and it's the premium pillow. It's $29.98. You can never have enough pillows. That's all I'm saying. The dog beds are incredible. They have towels now. All reverse engineered. Incredible towels. They actually dry you off. Same with the robes. I'd get a robe if you can. They're in really short supply now because they're flying off the shelves. The Giza Dream Sheets. Everything you need. The body pillow is fantastic if you don't have one of those. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Let me go to the calls, and then I want to dip into the Merrick Garland hearing, the attorney general nominee, who is facing conversations today from, questioning probably the better way to call it. The ranking member now of the Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, is asking questions of him. Only CNN is taking this right now, so you got to go to CNN, Kev. But he got asked about the separation policy by Dick Durbin, of course, and he said, it's awful, it's terrible, I'm going to review everything right away. separation policy would have been gone. By the way, it happened under the Obama administration. Would have been long gone if Democrats didn't want to use immigration reform to say, we want more illegals to come here. That's what they did. So this is the bed they made. Clinton Bismarck, you want to talk about the Supreme Court? Go ahead. Clint, are you there? Daniel, is Clint in the mains? Can I... Clint, are you there?
Hey, good morning, sir. Sorry.
Now I hear you. Yep. Yep.
Real quick, thank you, Coal Country, for our dependable power. Thank you, Mike Lindell, for continuing the fight. And shame, shame, shame on the entire Supreme Court, especially those three that President Trump stuck his neck out for. They should go put their heads in the sand somewhere. And when they do that, they should take one of your friends, Karl Rove, along with them. And I hope you see him, and I hope you pass along. Guys like him, Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell, have to go. And my final thank you is to Chris Ruddy for offering us something besides that crappy Fox News. And it was Brian Kilmeade and Karl Rove on the radio. I caught it yesterday on Breitbart Radio. Basically trashing Trump, and he's got to be out, and the Republican Party has to move on. Karl Rove needs to go away. That's the problem with our party.
By the way, did you hear me talk about getting a favor out of Karl Rove? Because he's a friend of mine, wrote the foreword for my book. That doesn't mean I agree with him, less and less all the time, honestly. But Karl's a good, upstanding guy. I don't think Karl's involved in me. I think he's just Pollyanna, but hey, we're a nation of laws, and if any of this stuff happened, you'd find out. But he did watch the whole 2 hours for me, and then sent me a text every time he had a question throughout the thing. I've used a lot of those questions that came from Karl for the subject matter experts in Absolute Proof, and it's fascinating really to hear him just knock that down like crazy. So check that out if you haven't yet, Clint.
He's a Bushy. You can't trust anyone that's connected with that Bush family.
Well, I'm not planning on marrying him anytime soon, but I it doesn't mean you can't find out what the swamp is thinking. You know what I'm saying, Clint? But I appreciate your call.
There you go.
Yeah, a texter says they knew Kavanaugh would get confirmed. They wanted to put fear into the justices by threatening them and their family. Judges don't want to deal with it, in my humble opinion. The riots against Kavanaugh is why they won't hear it. Probably true. Probably true. Now, where you can find, if somebody riots or I get scared, we won't hear a case, I don't know. I don't find that anywhere in the Constitution. I don't know.
Nope.
Yeah. And Dianne Feinstein is asking Merrick Garland a question right now. I guess Merrick Garland told us he's not spoken with the president about the Hunter Biden probe. I'd like to know where the Hunter Biden probe is, because that's another question he's going to need to answer. My big question, though, for Merrick Garland is, are you going to straighten out the Department of Justice as it pertains to this ridiculous lawsuit between the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Standing Rock's funded lawsuit with Earth Justice? Enough already. Bring some certainty to this, for crying out loud. We'll continue to watch it, though. Stay tuned.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Airlines Flight 328 was carrying 231 people from Denver to Honolulu on Saturday when one of its engines failed, causing debris to scatter across Colorado's capital. The Federal Aviation Administration said Sunday there must be stepped-up investigations of Boeing 777 aircraft that contain the same engine model that failed. That's the Pratt & Whitney 4000 engine. After a month of laying low at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump will make his first speech since leaving the White House. Trump is set to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida next week. He'll be talking about the future of the Republican Party and bringing to light President Biden's disastrous amnesty and border policies. Vice President Mike Pence declined the invitation. A California mother who vanished on a road trip to Joshua Tree National Park has been found dead, authorities said. Erica Lloyd, 37, of Walnut Creek, has been identified by skeletal remains found in Wonder Valley last month. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With respect to its prosecutions and investigations, that those decisions will be made by the department itself and by led by the Attorney General, and that they will be without respect to partisanship, without respect to the power of the perpetrator or the lack of power, without respect to the influence of the perpetrator or the lack of influence. In all of those respects, the department will be independent. The department is a part of the executive branch, and for that reason, on policy matters, we follow the lead of the president of the administration as long as it is consistent with the law. And the role of the department is to advise the president and the administration and the other agencies about what is consistent with the law. That is our obligation, and we will do so objectively.
Oh, and I got my answer. And by the way, Dianne Feinstein looked like she just sucked on a lemon when he said that, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
So she's not real fond of the fact that he's saying, look, we got to follow the law there. No, you're our guy. You're our guy. You've got to be Trump's guy. You've got to be like him. That's what she was thinking. I got my answer on DAPL, too. Because what he's saying on policy matters, we'll follow the administration's lead. Well, guess what? The administration didn't want DAPL. They wanted to do a favor for a staff member that just happened to be the sister of Dave Archambault. I know there's no possible way you could connect those dots. Todd, come on. Stop connecting those dots. That Dave Archambault, the then chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, has a sister that works for Obama, and that there's any a possible way they want anything other than total transparency and fairness as it relates to DAPL. Todd, come on. Todd, come on, Todd.
Okay.
Kev,
what?
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
And then who lived the nightmare of DAPL? Bismarck Mandan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
Bismarck
remember.
Mandan. Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it amazing how we've circled back to all these conversations about DAPL and the border?
Well, DAPL, the fight's still going.
Yeah, it's all on again. Everything's on.
Well, I was going to say, DAPL's back on now, and it will be the next 4 years.
And what he just said there, ladies and gentlemen, is that when he has to take his cues from policy matters of the administration, the fight will continue.
Yep.
He's not going to go in there and say, wait a minute, they were lawfully granted a permit.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really got to back out of this one. But he did say, I do not plan to be interfered with by anyone. So I don't know about you. I'll sleep a lot better now. I do not plan to be interfered with, but if Joe calls, Joe gets what he wants. But I'm not planning on being interfered by him. Let's listen to a little bit of Lindsey Graham or see where he's going to go with this.
For this job. So I'm going to try to go through as much information as I can. Do you promise to defend the Portland courthouse against anarchists? The federal court building in Portland.
Any attack on a federal building or damage to a federal building violates the federal statutes, and those who do it will be prosecuted.
Okay. When it comes to the people who attacked the Capitol on January the 6th, Will you let the committee know if you need more resources?
Yes, absolutely, Senator. As I really do think one of my first jobs is to consult with the prosecutors and the agents who are investigating that matter and see what resources they need. And I'm eager to have an invitation. I'm eager to have an invitation from the Senate to ask for more resources.
Sure, please. Thank you. I think all of us want to prosecute every single person that deserves to be prosecuted.
I like where Lindsey Graham is going here. You know, keep rolling on that, Kev. We'll come back to that a little later on. I want to hear the other questions he asked. You get what he's doing with Portland Courthouse. The Portland Courthouse was destroyed in the Portland riots, and nobody did anything. Nobody did anything. But now the U.S. Capitol is under attack from some dummy criminals, and all of a sudden that's the end-all be-all. Why? Well, members of Congress were in the Capitol, but federal employees were in the Portland courthouse. Good for Lindsey Graham. Exactly right. You know what? The chickens are coming home to roost, to borrow a phrase from somebody else. This will be fun to watch. Merrick Garland, an attorney general candidate, up on Capitol Hill today. We'll keep watching your texts and comments as we go through throughout the program on that today. And you can also call us at 800-228-0550. Here is a resource you may want to ask questions about and for, and that is our man, Brian Kronk, managing partner at Collins & Kronk, Raymond James. He is an institutional portfolio manager. He is a certified financial planner. His partner, Jeff Collins of Fargo, is the branch manager. They're my money man. They're my money men. They're quite the duo. And I want them to be yours as well because they're so darn good at it. And if you have questions about the markets, what's happening in the markets? How far can this go? What's going on? Call Brian. It's a great resource. Brian, nice to see you.
Great to be here. Good to be seen.
Now, the market continues to crank. What's going on there?
Isn't it amazing? I mean, you look at what's happening and the enthusiasm and the participation rate is up and everybody's making money. You gotta like that. Seeing these market indices, you know, continue to move to new highs and bounce around at these levels. That's what we really want to see. The problem is we just don't want it to go too far too fast. So we gotta keep our eyes out and look for, you know, any other signs of caution.
What would it take to disrupt the market in a large way? I mean, would it be civil unrest again? Would it be sort of the Congress sparring with Trump, well, not Trump, Biden a little bit, maybe slowing some of the things down? Is this more a Trump market or a Biden market? What are they watching for?
Yeah, I think any of those types of headlines can be a catalyst to set off some sort of a sell-off. But, you know, in general, I always say the market typically moves forward about two-thirds of the time and then takes a step back. And then it moves forward two more thirds and takes a step back. And that's in a normal, healthy market. Every once in a while, we go up a little bit too far. We don't take our step back. And then when we finally do take a step back, it's bigger and you know, bigger or deeper than normal. And so that's why I'd rather just do it in a nice, methodical way. And then you can blame it on any news headline you want, but I just say it's the rhythm of the market. But as far as whose market is it, you know, we were definitely set up for a Trump economy the last few years. The market was doing great. And if you go back and you look at a chart, you'll see that, you know, starting around August, September, you started to see a pullback in the U.S. equity markets, you know, right coming into the election. And that's sort of when Wall Street baked in a Biden win, said we're going to see a change of leadership, and you started to see more of those Joe Biden economy type stocks come back into play, and a lot of the Trump things are starting to slow down.
So one thing that puzzles me a little bit is you have a full-on assault on energy coming.
Right.
You've kicked off drilling on federal lands. You've reignited the DAPL debate. You've shut down Keystone XL pipeline. You've killed energy jobs everywhere. You've announced a climate action plan. If I'm in the energy world, I mean, I'm getting a helmet and digging a big bunker. So what's going on with oil and energy stocks in the middle of this?
You know, it is amazing, and I've shared this with a lot of my, you know, clients and friends out in Western North Dakota as well, that, hey, you know what? You're seeing all of these energy companies, the energy stocks are doing very, very well right now. You know, going into the first part of this year, one of the hottest areas you could be in was energy, specifically fossil fuels, oil, gas, all of that stuff. The pipeline stocks are doing better. You're seeing the drillers do better, things like Pioneer Energy, things along those natures. You know, even the services companies, Halliburton, Halliburton and Schlumberger and some of those kinds of companies are perking up as there's a huge activity level. And everybody asked me the same question that you did, Scott, is you know, given this assault on fossil fuels, how can that be the case? Think about it just a few simple ways. You know, one of the very first things that Biden did was shut down the Keystone Pipeline. And then he started putting in some regulations about where we can do drilling and basically slowing everything down. And while that was happening, what was going on? That makes scarcity. The price of oil is going up. And as oil has basically doubled in the last few months, you've seen all of these companies that were just scraping by have all of a sudden a huge acceleration in their profit margins. So right now, on the short term, great time to be an oil or energy investor. Long term, that's what your friends are talking about. Long term, I don't know. I think we end up selling into the strength after a year or two, taking our profits and maybe getting ready for solar panels or something.
So you're watching that one close. That could be a sell-off category at some point.
Absolutely. I want to be involved. I think there's great money to be made right now, and so we're definitely involved. But it's going to be one of those areas that if this type of regulation continues, it's definitely going to be harmful, and so we're going to have to rotate out of it eventually.
You see why I like this man, having the keys when it comes to the you know, what the financial future for the Hannon family. I've known Brian for a long time. He and his wife, Donna, go to the same church we do. His partner, Jeff Collins, our kids have gone to school together. I mean, so you trust him, but I it took me a while to figure out this is the guy that should be managing my money, and I'm glad I did. We spent a lot of time together, both personally and on the air, talking about detailed financial goal plans. You know, in other words, how do you help families? How do you help our family? How do I make sure our kids and their kids have a brighter future? And one of the things you always talk about, you just pound it in, is just you need a solid financial foundation.
Right.
So tell me what that means exactly.
Well, you know, usually when we sit down with somebody new, the first thing that we do is we go through our philosophy. We want to make sure that, you know, we're on the same page, we're headed in the same direction, and it always starts with a talk about financial foundation. So many people, maybe they get some money, they've got a rollover, or they inherit some money, and the first thing that they're thinking about is what's the next hot stock? When in fact they've got a credit card bill that's just killing them. And so we sit down, and the first part of our philosophy talk is really getting into that financial foundation. And it starts with the basics, Scott. We start with a very simple thing. Pay yourself first. So many people, they get all done paying their bills, buying their groceries, paying the government their taxes, and then if there's anything left over, that's when they're going to actually start to save for themselves. We say, first and foremost, you need to be putting that money away from yourself. So start right out of your paycheck into the 401k, or take it out of your bank account as soon as you cash your check, and make sure you're paying yourself first. I don't care if it's 10%, 5%, 1%. You got to be coming first if you want to have a future. You know, and then after that, you know, the thing that goes right along with that is, let's get rid of debt. So we live in a country where people are used to carrying debt, a lot of debt, in fact. The key to wealth creation is ownership. We talk about it over and over again when we get into our wealth-generating machine. We talk about owning fabulous companies. Well, guess what? First, you need to own your life. That's part of your financial foundation. So that means, first of all, own your refrigerator, own your dishwasher. Don't just lease that stuff or have financing. You know, don't just, you know, charge and borrow to go eat at Cracker Barrel. Pay that bill off right away.
I hear a lot of people now talk about, hey, it's cheap money. Why not? Go out there and get it. Interest free, this, that, and the other thing. What, you know, you're suggesting something different, right? Even though interest rates are low,
yeah,
shed the debt.
The minute you're borrowing to finance a washing machine or your meal at Cracker Barrel, I tell you what, then you don't own your life. Somebody else even owns your washing machine. The key to wealth creation, I keep going back to it, is ownership. It starts with things that are simple, like owning your washing machine, and then it's owning your car, and then it's owning your house. And as you build that stuff up, you're going to start creating a financial foundation that's very, very solid.
401k and IRA is something I want to talk about, too, because obviously that foundation could have started with something you just sort of, you know, said yes to somebody at work, right? Yeah, okay, I'll take the match. Go ahead, and let's talk about how that fits in when
exactly.
We come back as well. Questions or comments for Brian? Great resource. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Who's hungry? Here's the specials at PetroServe USA Today. Grab-and-go convenience, home cooking. Taco mac and cheese at PetroServe 12th Avenue North location, Tater Tot Hot Dish on West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Harwood today, and beef tips and gravy and scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City. Stop in.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sheldon Whitehouse, one of the more liberal members of the U.S. Senate, is asking questions now of Merrick Garland. What do we got? What do we got there, Kev? Well, you keep tabs up for me. I want to hear Lindsey Graham's questions later in the program for sure. I don't know what he asked, so I can't really tell. CNN's just putting up there that he's...
Lindsey was pretty basic.
Was he?
A lot of them are really going to this Capitol thing, the January 6th. Are you going to go after the conspirators? Are you going to go after those that were talking to the conspirators?
I want them to.
How about anybody that had coffee with the conspirators prior to Tuesday, prior to the event?
Yeah, I want them to. Absolutely.
Enough.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind. We are brought to you in part today by Action Movers. Action Movers is... Well, they're the best of the best. They're veteran-owned. They're family-owned. They've been in Bismarck since the 30s. Locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, Phoenix, everything. A move across town, storage. You know, they bring you the little mini mover deal. They've got those everywhere, whatever you need. They'll even help you find a realtor to sell your home or buy your home, which gives you credit that could make your move free. You get $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale. I'm not kidding you. Call 701-566-5532 or visit them online at actionmovers.com. Brian Kroc is here. Brian is, I've interviewed a lot of people over the years, and Brian is a great resource when it comes to managing money and making you think about the things you need to think about. I don't talk to anybody or about anybody that I don't trust myself, because it's that important. And I really encourage you to find out more about him. And somebody asked the question, will there be Dapple stock too? And I think they're referring to Woodstock.
Dapple stock? Well, I don't know if it's a Dapple stock too. I hope I'm not in attendance if they're arresting people and things like that. We'll see what happens. But if there's live music, I'm all about that.
The stock they're talking about is a little different than the stocks you deal in. But speaking of that, Energy Transfer is the owner, and they're one of the greatest pipeline builders in the country. How's their stock faring through all this?
It's amazing. Right now, Energy Transfer, Plains All American, all of these pipeline stocks are really perking up. And again, why would that be? Guess what? Higher prices for oil, higher profit margins for energy companies. They can afford to pay the pipelines. Oh, and a lot of these pipeline contracts that got renegotiated back in 2015 are pinned to the price of oil. So as the oil prices rise, so does the amount of money coming into these pipelines. So yeah, everybody's benefiting right now. Everybody's benefiting in the oil field right now from these great Biden energy policies.
Texture says, can you ask Brian what he thinks of Merck?
Merck, I love these big pharmaceutical companies when it comes to making money. They know how to get a whole bunch of subscribers who every single month go back into the drugstore and get refilled and send their profits to Merck and Pfizer and all of them. But one of the things you'll notice right now is all of them, money is coming out of that group. So it's not just Merck. Merck is down. It's broken back into a downtrend. Pfizer, even though they're selling vaccines like crazy, they're breaking down. So a lot of those, even though they're fantastic companies, with, you know, great profit potential, they're just taking a breather right now.
All right. And there's more coming in. Questions or comments in our remaining few minutes here with our friend Brian Kroc from Collins & Kroc. Welcome. It's 701-258-0550. You can text Todd or I as well as 701-226-8503 for Todd and 701-367-2054. Before I get to those, I do want to finish on the 401k and IRA thing. Is that a good foundation?
Right. So that's one of those things we keep in our foundation. I say, first thing I want you to do is once you've got this debt paid off, start building up some cash in a savings account or a pink piggy bank. I don't care which it is. You need to have that cash reserve so that when the car breaks down, when the washing machine goes out, you're paying cash, you're owning those things, and you're not having to go borrow or put it on a credit card. Once we're above and beyond that and you're starting to pay yourself first, I love the concept of a 401k or some other qualified plan like that. The money is going in pre-tax, and it's going to grow tax-deferred. And never underestimate the power of that. That pre-tax thing is awesome. It comes right out of your paycheck. Pretty soon you don't even miss it. But not only that, it's lowering your current tax bill, which we're all thinking about come April 15th here, is just around the corner. But the fact that that money is growing tax-deferred, if you gave me a chunk of money, Scott, and I put it into an investment, great investment, it's earning 10% a year, guess what? I earn you 10% that year, and now Uncle Sam comes in and takes a third of that away. So you're really only netting about 6.5-7%. I earn you 10% the next year, Uncle Sam comes in again. That doesn't happen in your 401k.
Texture says, I can understand wanting to be part of your company's 401k, but if a person is young, like early 20s or late teens, should they also be paying for those health benefits?
The health benefits aren't necessarily attracted to or connected to the 401k. So depends on the company, what your benefits are, but those are two separate things, the 401k and the health benefits.
The Great Oil Conspiracy by Jerome Corsi. Been meaning to read it. Have you?
I have not.
Might inform some of those questions on oil and gas.
Yes, that would be interesting.
How do you choose which clients you deal with, you work with?
So we talked earlier in this conversation just about that philosophy meeting. And so we come in and we sit down. It's not always about, gee, do you have enough money for us to sit down with you? You know, that's one of the considerations is we're very specialized. And so we only have a limited amount of capacity. And so we're dealing with those people that generally have a greater net worth, but we're still happy to talk to anybody because we know that our next client, the person who's going to have a greater net worth very soon, is probably somebody who doesn't happen to have it right now. The biggest thing for us, though, comes down to, are we a good fit? That's why we sit down, we have a conversation about philosophy, we talk about our belief systems when it comes to money and debt and building wealth and make sure we're on the same page.
How do folks find you?
Just give us a call. We're at 235-0119. That's 701-235-0119.
Collins and Kronk, part of the Raymond James Financial Network. Call them at 235-0119. I didn't have my financial foundation in place until I sat down with Brian. I do now, and we're on our way to getting to a wealth-generating machine. That's what you all want, and you'll get it from this good man. More coming up. Don't go away. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties. Excellent cropland, 900 acres in McLean County, 939 acres in Burke and Ward counties, 312 acres in Walsh County, and CRP in cropland in Steele and Benson County, and 804 acres of exceptional cropland in Beltrami County, Minnesota. View all of these Pfeiffer's land auctions and an exciting lineup of equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at PocketsOfLight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.